Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me.
Listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9, and you do not always have to fade out.
Yes, you do.
We are, of course, broadcasting from, I said University of British Columbia?
I don't think so.
We're broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on unceded territories of the Musqueam people.
Make sure you know that we're UBC.
Yeah, at UBC.
Yeah. It's just Jack and Tristan today.
It's just, well, you know, usually, okay.
I'm jumping the gun a little bit here. Hey, I'm Jack Lamming over here in the one corner. It's me.
Ding, ding.
Extra. There's a boxing match going on.
Yeah, I admit it.
In one corner.
Oh, you're fighting a small newspaper boy.
No, I am the small newspaper boy.
Oh, that's you.
Yep.
I couldn't tell your the voice work was so
extra.
What dialect is that? What makes you say tra as tree? Like, do you think like, oh, that's an oak tra? Do you think that's what those boys say?
I don't know. And then they say like if they're Buddhist, do they repeat mantras?
Yeah.
Weird.
Huh. Hey, if you have that info.
If you call in, 604-822-2487. We're accepting all call-ins.
Accepting all call-ins.
What's our show called?
All call-ins, call mockeries.
It's been a minute and a half. We should probably talk about that.
It is, of course, Radio Pizza Party, where we have discussions, we have segments. We are just trying to figure it out
And it's
world.
Going well, I'd say.
Well, as in we falling down one.
Nice.
Oh, well,
you
that
got
is.
Me.
Yeah.
You zinged me good, bro.
So, yeah, usually we kind of talk about things. Sometimes we have some segments and things planned.
Most of the time we do.
Most of the time. So, Jack.
Can I introduce myself?
You already did, but, I mean, you can introduce yourself. You can give more back information. So, they've already swiped right, so now you must do
now
the...
Now I got to go with the opening line?
Now you got to do the hard work.
Well, la-dee-doo-dee-da. Shout out to opening lines.
Okay, what do you? What is yours?
What do you want? What did you want to be when you grow up? That worked for me so far.
What did you want to be when you grow up?
Like you ask people, and I got a response from a certain someone, who I think you've met, Tristan.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The person I'm currently dating.
What did she say?
She said, "I'll have to ask my mom," and then her mom said, "You're gonna be." Either a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker.
But were they all in a boat?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Cool. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, when I wanted to grow up, first of all, that's what I wanted. I wanted to just grow up.
Still should.
I mean, yeah, that was my main goal. So people say, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'm like, be? I'd rather just... Hey, I'm going to take all comers and say I just want to grow up. You know, beggars can't be choosers. But to answer your question, I wanted to be one of those guys who are on the windows up on high-rise buildings, and they have that trolley or that elevator thing on the side of the building, and then they clean the windows. And then I want it one side to break so it swings down. I'm struggling to hold on. And then like Superman or something, like some sort of like
you
heroic
want to be a superhero.
Thing. No. I want them to come save. I want to be saved, basically. I wanted to be saved.
So you, yeah. I mean, in the process of that, you'd meet a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we have a caller. I think he's responding to the question of what he wants to be when he grows up. Here, let's hear it just from him here.
My main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody.
That's weird. He just hung up. I didn't like that at all.
I didn't like that at all either.
Yeah. What a weird, what a strange person.
What a strange man.
Yeah. So how does our show work?
So we already described that, Jack.
Weird.
Weird, I know.
I know.
Weird how time flies.
Yeah, I'd say on a radio show. Say if you were talking to me.
Hey, I don't see anyone else in this little room.
Yeah, because we can't
somebody over there?
We can't book any guests.
But we can sure book
a couple of criminals for stealing shorts.
Yeah, and I have done that, citizen's arrest, and the police are...
You're sitting in Old Navy, you kick down the change room doors like, hey, sir.
Yeah, that was
not
the same shirt.
Put down those khakis.
Yeah, I'll say it exactly like that. They'll say...
And you're in Boston, so they're like, which one, the keys to my Jeep or these khakis? Which one do you want, my khakis or my khakis?
Yeah, yeah, and then I'm like, well I meant like... Those pants.
I'm Canadian.
Canadian. First of all, where I come from, it's called Canada. Second of all, both, please. Just put them both down.
Yeah, like while we're at it, where'd you park your car? He's like, what do you mean, where'd I park my car?
He's like, that's wicked awesome. And I'm like, well, I know.
Because I'm wicked smart.
Because I'm wicked smart.
Yeah.
Jack, what
You're
you...
cool and alpha.
Yeah, that's what I always say.
Yeah.
Jack, what has your week been? It's been a week
been
since
good.
We've done the show, as it is a weekly show
I'd say
for those listening.
The main thing I've been thinking about this week is like, you know, like Shandy's where it's like beer and lemonade.
Right.
I want to make one of those, but it's beer and iced coffee.
Hmm.
What do you think?
What would you call that? Like a candy?
Four Loko.
Oh.
Yeah.
Four Loko.
Yeah. Is it, why?
That might
heard of
have
that
been a, that there was definitely a name of that and it got taken away by the government.
Because the name was too cool?
Yeah. That's basically, I think Obama said the name... It's too cool.
It's too cool.
If it was Three Loko, maybe.
You're just doing a voice of every president you can think of. There's no defining characteristics of any single president.
It's me, President Clinton.
You're not sure who. You're not actually positive which president you're playing.
I mean, might as well all be the same. They all kind of meld into one person in my mind. I can tell no difference from them. Politically, physically, or anything like that.
Or all the same.
All the same to me. I don't
nice. Speaking of politics,
yeah.
I think, in my opinion, getting back to it.
Getting back to your opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My week's been pretty good.
Cool.
And also, we usually start out the show with some news. Well, not usually. It's been about three episodes. Hey, we have a call in.
Already? Well,
somebody's calling in. All right. Should we answer before our first segment?
Yeah. Let's see what they're up to.
Let's hear this person.
One moment, listener. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Hello? Oh, they hung up.
Well, that sort of sums up our show so far, doesn't
it?
Yeah. All right, so the way our show works, we're going to play some news. Here we are. It's news.
News.
All right, it's news. The first piece of news we've got. Langley woman does what you'd expect to see in a Langley Tim Hortons. Tristan, can we get some context on this?
Well, I'm pretty sure the news story goes is that this person in Langley, I don't know the radio way of saying this, but they defecated and used that as a weapon, I would say, as a projectile.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Jack, what's your opinions on that? Like, have you talked to your mom since, or...
No.
Gotcha.
Because she got hit by it. Here are three headlines. One's from the province. Woman detained after feces-flinging incident at Langley Tim Hortons.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Hortons deeply concerned, quote-unquote, about video showing disturbing incident in BC Tim Hortons.
Really? I'm glad to hear their concern.
And the third one, I want you to guess where this is from.
Mm-hmm.
We finally know why the angry Tim Hortons pooper pooped.
Oh, we know why?
We know why the pooper pooped.
Well, usually they probably had to go to the bathroom.
Well, guess why the woman pooped.
My understanding is that they wouldn't let them in the bathroom. There was a customer-only bathroom, and they weren't a customer. And then this person got enraged at that fact.
Yes. But guess where that was published as well?
The National Post. I don't know.
Vice.
Oh.
Yeah. The classiest.
Why don't we see what this
person
color
is really insisting on calling in. Let's hear what they got
to
say.
Let's see what they have to say about this news story. Hello? Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. Who is this?
So, my name is Rachel-Ann. I am an artist and a curator and a DJ in town. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on you. I'm just kind of cutting through with my phone.
Your phone is really, really echoey.
Yeah, I'm in my vehicle right now. So
what did you think of this Langley incident? Whoa, what is going on?
Well, I mean, I'm from Ontario, so I'm not exactly acquainted with all the stuff that's going on.
Then why call in?
So the reason why I wanted to call in is because I was super stoked on the item that you guys produced just now about, like, making music and, like, listening to stuff was to, like, focusing on other artists. And
what?
Because I used to be a DJ. It was, like, sort of really important for me to both be a researcher and also.
So are you wanting us to play different music?
I'm sorry?
Are you wanting us to play a certain type of music?
Yeah, I was wondering, are you interested at all in playing sort of like the Tropicalia / trip side of things?
I don't know what that means. There's like a major feedback here. Is there any way you can turn your phone off speaker or something like that?
I'm not on speaker anymore.
Okay. I don't know if this is comprehensible.
So the reason why I was asking is because I think that this style of music that you're playing is something that is really interesting for teenagers now who are also getting into
interesting
dance movements.
So dance movements. I know a few dance movements myself. Have you ever heard of The Running Man?
Pardon me?
The Running Man? I know that dance movement.
Yeah. But I mean, I teach like Bhangra. I teach hip-hop.
This is live right now.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted you to make sure you knew that. Like you weren't calling the front desk.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you so much. What was it, Lisa?
Sorry, so... Just I know your time is precious, but I want
thank you so much, Lisa. But I gotta go. We have a show to do.
No.
Bye.
Sure. Shout out to.
All right, thank you so much. I think I don't even know if her name was Lisa.
It may have been.
But we were talking about the Langley person, which she did not mention. She just said, "I don't know anything about that." So this is a new
segment. She didn't lie.
She didn't lie.
What if she'd said?
But thanks for listening.
Yeah, Langley,
by the way,
goes. Yeah, thank you for listening. I think she thought we were the show from before, which was playing music. We don't really play much music.
Oh, maybe.
I think that's where the confusion was.
Okay. Well, we're not that show.
We aren't. And that's just a fact in our world. And yeah, that's just how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Yeah. It's not doing anything.
Okay. So on to
our next piece of music.
Thank you for calling in, Lisa. Yeah. But you know how it is sometimes.
Yeah. Life is pain.
Life is pain.
The royal wedding is approaching, which will give old women and boring people one more thing to bond over. Tristan, as an old woman, what do you think? Sorry, as a boring person, what do you think?
Well, I'm definitely a boring person. As you will see from that previous conversation, I didn't really provide much
You really weren't. You weren't. You were a few cards short of a deck,
as they say.
Joker and the instruction card. If I can, be specific.
Do you think people still need instructions for cards these days?
Well, let's say you're 14 years old.
Still too young, or still too old to need instructions.
Let's say you're 22 years old.
Okay, that's
you've grown up.
Mm-hmm. Big boy.
And you're a big boy. Mm-hmm. You're no longer a little boy, and you get to a room and people are playing cards. And you don't know what to do. And you're like, hey, guys, is there like an instructions card I can read? And everybody goes, ha. What are you to do? But steal the instructions card from the pile where people go, oh, a joker again. Oh,
I thought we were supposed to take these out lamps.
What games use joker cards?
The Steve Miller game.
Steve Miller Band?
Yeah.
They use Joker cards?
They use the Joker.
Oh, nice. Mm. Is he a smoker too?
Midnight Toker.
Nice.
So sorry that it was royal wedding. Yeah. Jack, where do you stand on this royal list of weddings? I would probably say it's one of the most royal weddings I've ever seen.
Yes. I've seen slightly more royal weddings. I was at Queen Elizabeth's, but
you were at it?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was the officiant.
Oh, you officiated that wedding?
Yeah. I got one of those certified online.
Oh, like a pastor or like a I forget the words escaping me too, but yeah. A justice?
I was the chief justice. No, what is it?
Lisa, if you're listening,
minister.
Oh yeah, what is her name? Lisa? It was Lisa. Right?
I think it was Lisa. Okay. I could barely hear anything.
I know that was weird. I hope that was hearable for the listeners, not for just in general. So you were the officiant of that wedding.
Yeah, and I'd like to say I did it pretty efficiently.
Yeah, because we didn't see you.
Yeah, I went in and out. Just hey, you guys want to get married? Cool. I made them high five each other.
Oh, so
and then they went out and did the big dog and pony show for everybody else. You know how things are.
They were already, you eloped them, but then probably the queen was like, or like someone.
Oh, nope.
No, thank you. We need to get some ratings, baby.
Baby.
Let's put this on the screens of the world and just go.
Just get wild with it. Just get really nuts.
Nuts.
Let's go crazy. Let's get married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
And then you were there. You're like, hey, I mean, you don't know me, but.
All right, let's move on to the next piece of news we've got here. Volcanoes continue to be scary.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on with volcanoes these days.
Yeah, name three.
Hawaii is a volcano, I think, basically.
I think, basically, they have a volcano.
Well, they basically are a giant volcano.
Yeah.
I know there's lots of volcanoes in, like, the Philippines and in. I guess Oceania is that area.
Yeah. Oceania.
Oceania.
Oceania. I don't know how.
And there's also volcanoes in Iceland.
Really? You'd think they wouldn't have that because, you know, the ice.
Yeah, but the volcanoes, I guess, they come to the battle, right? They come to you. You know, best defense is a good offense.
That's true.
And then I think the volcanoes are on the offensive in that case.
You find volcanoes offensive?
Well, yeah, when they're burning villages, like Pompeii, like that was a big, like...
That was a no-no, real dick move.
That was that was a little not kosher on volcanoes as an organization. And, I mean, that has really hurt their reputation for me for since that happened, basically.
So Pompeii was in Italy.
Yeah.
Do you think there were many people that saw the flow of pyroclastic flow, and they were like... Pompeii, I'm walking in. And then they got.
And then they were frozen. And,
yeah. That's how it worked, right?
Yeah.
Those are the cold ones, the pyroclastic flows.
No, pyroclastic flows are the ones that, yeah, like you're.
It's because they freeze you and they're like.
No, they're not cold, though.
Then you just said they're frozen in place.
Well, I guess it's a term, it's an expression. Frozen in
the
place.
The only expression I like is fear. Hmm. You know, you need a scared look on your face.
Oh, expression, like on like on the face, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good expression.
Yeah, when you express fear and you're like, I'm scared.
Yeah, and then if people around you, like, it's like, you do this every day, Jack. We have this class at the same time, and you're just scared of that class, I guess.
All right, that's been news. Let's close it up, people. Please don't talk.
I also don't think...
Shut up.
Italian-Americans were in... That's fine. I don't even... Never mind. Fine. Tonight, I think we can probably end it there, Jack, once Peter Mansbridge starts speaking.
Yeah, that's, I guess.
Is that that clip's from like 2002, isn't
2003.
It?
2003.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun times. I like it.
Peter Mansbridge, I guess we can officially say he's been on the show if we played an audio clip of him. I think that's how that works.
That's true, yeah. Once you play an audio clip, do you want to get Howard Stern on the show?
No, let's not do that.
Oh, no, he's a bad person.
Yeah, let's maybe drop that one.
Dwight from The Office? Maybe I'll play like a grip.
Ouch.
Say yourself in the nose.
I hit myself in the microphone.
All right. Okay. Should we pick a topic and then go to a quick break? You know, how most radio shows keep up their momentum?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Then we kind of leave it off on a kind of a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Well, I have an idea.
Okay.
Why don't I play the theme?
Mm-hmm.
The Let's Pick a Topic theme. We go to a song and go back like a reality show where they're like, the person I'm kicking off is dun dun dun.
Oh, this is a good idea.
And then it's a Ford ad.
Okay.
All right. You don't have any songs for me to play.
What?
You didn't listen to any songs for me to play. So I'm just going to play.
Well, the people don't need to know that.
Some of the new Beach House.
So.
1 second.
Up next.
Up next.
I will be picking the topic.
Not me this time. It's going to be you.
I'll be picking the topic, and the topic I'll pick is...
Hey, Jack, let's pick a topic.
Is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change. That is a sigh of relief, because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merci, genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Oh, that's me, the buddy.
Yeah.
This is, of course, Radio Pizza Party on CITR.
Radio Pizza Party.
Whoa, do you hear that sick drop?
In a world.
Oh, man, it's Don LaFontaine.
Is that that guy's
yes.
name? I mean, my name.
On CITR, broadcasting from UBC. And we've been talking news. We just kind of discussing. We had Lisa call in. Not Lisa call in. I forgot what her last name was, but she called in. Our topic. Oh, wait. I teased the topic beforehand, didn't I?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you'd pick up the slack on that one.
Right,
but, sorry. You know.
What I chose was the media. Jack?
Nice! Whoa!
Thank you.
Let me play the theme song for our media episode.
Wait, we have a theme song?
Yeah, one second.
That's cool.
Yeah, here, let me just play that.
Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, every time this comes on, I am dancing in the studio. Like, I'm getting up, I'm shaking my butt.
Whoa. Shake that butt. Don't carry the mic around with you like that. It's kind of weird.
Oh, my back.
All right, calm down now.
All right. The media.
The media. What do you think about the media? So, as a member of the media.
As a, technically a, as a paid member of the media, which is weird to think about. I guess it's an important part of life.
Yeah.
It's important.
It is.
Jack, what's your least favorite type of media?
My least favorite type of media?
Your least favorite
Probably
medium.
The radio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it too.
No, I don't like hearing my own voice. And I don't like the fact that other people hear my voice. You're a double threat. You've been published in print consistently,
mm-hmm.
and people are hearing you on the old squawk box.
Yeah, so my opinion,
I don't mean the telephone.
My opinions of radio is similar to that, except I feel like I like my voice, and I like that other people hear that, but I hate that about myself.
You hate that other people, that you hear other people's voices?
No, I hate that other people hear my voices, and I like that.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, the only reason we are in radio is so people can just listen to us, because, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's no other better thing to listen to than us, right?
There's nothing better.
No.
Sorry, I'm just prepping a little news quiz. If you want to just fill some time while I write this down.
Great. During the show. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So the media, I think it has a lot of power. If you, in a news article, you write the words, Donald Trump has been impeached, and that's not true, a few people are going to be tricked. And especially if you're like CNN or NBC or the New York Times, you know, people are going to think that's real.
I tell you
and
what.
I think people need to consider
that. With the news media the way it is, do you know what I call NBC?
You know what it's known by around my condo?
What's that?
Nothing but crap.
Ooh. Yeah. Your condo? Oh, yeah, I've been to your condo.
Yeah.
That's a condo is more of a squat.
Well, you know what they say around my condo? Don't go there, girlfriend. I have funny, because witty nicknames for all the different news agencies. Do you want to hear them?
I missed what that was a nickname for.
NBC, nothing but crap. Do you want to hear my other ones? Quiz me.
Yes.
What am I?
CNN.
Close to near news.
Okay.
Yeah.
CBC.
Can't be crusted.
Nah.
I like them. Their news is so fresh.
Oh, they
fresh. It can't be like crusted over.
Right.
Like a dog's eye.
Yeah. Like a dog. An old dog's eye. Crusties.
Yeah. All right, more. Come on.
Okay.
Do it.
News. Here, I'm going to throw you one. Global.
Global? Schmobile.
Oh, man. He didn't even go for the abbreviation, which I thought he was. He went right for the jugular.
Yeah.
The jugular. Well, I do also want to say for myself, you have nicknames for all the media.
Yeah.
I, like I said, am a paid member of the media, and I'm wanting to branch out into really kind of serious journalism, like Spotlight, what was the other movie, The Post?
Yeah. Do you mean
The President's Men?
Like Post, like the people who make Golden Grahams?
Yeah, I want to be like them. I want to write stories about them.
Nice. About how cool they are.
How cool they are. Maybe if they have corruption.
How healthy their cereals are.
They have corruption. They'll just put that under the carpet.
Let's do catch and kills.
Yeah, yeah. Just like puff pieces about their puffy, delicious corn pops.
My favorite thing.
Yeah.
What do you think about catch and kill journalism?
I don't know if I necessarily know what that means.
So it's a thing where...
Is that like when you catch your source?
It's not like
you
fishing.
You get what you want and then you kill them?
No. It's not like fishing.
Okay.
So what they'll do, tabloids in the States, if they are friends with somebody, like this happened with Donald Trump and Harvey Weinstein, where they'd get a source and they'd pay them for the rights to their story and then never publish it.
Oh.
So they couldn't go anywhere else with the story. What do you think? Are you a fan?
I would say that seems like if you want to silence somebody, that's a good way of doing it.
It is, but morally, is it a good thing? I'm trying to trap you on this one.
I don't really take moral. I think morality is relative. I'm a big Nietzsche guy.
You're cool with this being on the internet forever, right?
I'm morally ambiguous. I think people can do what they
You're
want.
You're like a mighty oak.
A mighty oak.
You're unaffected by
anything.
An oak
doesn't care if you chop it down.
No.
And make
you
it into
laying
a...
down going, good.
Make it
I'm
into
tired
a,
of standing up.
Yeah. You can make it into a desk, into a house. It's not going to care.
He's happier.
The exact thing I feel about journalism.
I tell you what, I have an oak desk at home.
Really?
Yeah. And sometimes oak. You can just, yeah, sometimes I listen to it and I hear it say, I've lost so much weight. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a thankful.
Yeah.
Ooh, that doesn't sound like a real oak, because I think a real oak would be like, I don't even care about this.
Are we talking about what's real or not real oak now?
Well, I don't know. It might have been pine. Pine would be pretty vain like that. Hey?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this an episode talking about wood?
I think it is.
Hey, welcome to Talking About Wood.
We're talking about wood. We're talking oak versus pine. Jack, what do you feel about pine?
I'd say pine works best in death euphemisms, as in one's pining for the fjords. And it also makes great forests.
Yeah, pine.
You can have a lot of pine and a lot of...
You can have a lot of pine trees and no one's going to care. People are cool with pine.
But if you, like, let's say you get... So, you get 40,000 pine trees in 100 square miles. People are going to be like, all right, that's cool.
That's normal.
That's
sort
of what you need.
Yeah.
If you get that many oak trees,
oh my God.
People are going to be writing to their homeowners associations like, hey, excuse me, sir. I need a backyard here.
Yeah, there's so many oaks here.
Jeez.
I'm not putting whiskey in these types of barrels and aging it. These are just trees. Like,
I'm trying to cook corn on the cob, not acorns. Mm-hmm. On my lawn.
Yeah.
Not good.
Too many oak trees.
I don't like it.
This was talking about wood. I like how you sing the theme song before it plays.
I like to let people know what they're getting into. That was a great episode of Talking About
great
Wood.
Great episode
of
Talking About Wood.
I like
but,
it.
But we were talking media, journalism. I, like I said, have been more of an active participating member of...
We get it. You have a job.
I have a job.
You can just say that you have a job, okay?
I have a job.
God.
But I'm trying to become more hard-boiled, a muckraker, as they say. We had Zach Vissera. He's a bit of a muckraker.
Yeah?
He can find those juicy stories. And I've compiled a list of...
Ooh, let's hear some of these pitches.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? I have some list of some serious journalistic investigative muckraking pitches.
All right, let's play this. Let's play some music.
Yeah, just play that underneath while I do these. Okay, so here's some serious journalism pitches. I don't know if you've heard about this, Jack.
Yeah, let's hear it.
This is my sources tell me. I've spoken to a few people off the record, but I have some good leads. Did you hear UBC is now allowing international students to attend? But
okay,
they pay almost double the tuition that domestic students pay.
Whoa.
Yeah, did you know about that?
No.
You didn't?
I didn't. What's an international student?
Like a student from not Canada.
Okay.
Okay. Next pitch. Here's a little fact.
Hit me with it.
I've spoken, like I said, a few sources. Some high up. But this one goes all the way to the top, I think, Jack. This one goes all the way to the top. Vancouver, my mistakes.
Yeah.
Has a issue with homelessness. It's a little known fact.
Whoa.
I'm not sure if you've heard about that.
I think I had.
You have?
I work downtown-ish.
Oh, that's weird.
So that's pretty well known.
It's a well-known fact?
Yeah.
Well, this is my sources tell me this. Like, this
who are
is coming,
your sources?
Well, I can't burn my sources.
Okay.
This is a serious thing. I talked to, what's his name? Deep Throat? I have my own Deep Throat.
Yeah.
Of my investigation into the fact that there is homelessness in Vancouver. I didn't know that.
Do you think he knew, just a side note, do you think he knew that in 40 years that name would become really funny?
I wonder when he found that out. I hope he was kind of disappointed.
God, come on.
I couldn't have gone for like DeepMind.
They didn't find out who he was until like 10 or 15 years ago. Do you think his nephews were like, ha, 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 you're Deep Throat?
Yeah.
You brought down the president?
I'll just do one more for now and then maybe we can come back to these.
Okay.
So Jack, this is another, I had to go undercover a bit for this one. Had to pose as a member of the public, which I am not. I'm a journalist, which is much different.
You're a member of the Republic.
Yeah. Of which we stand.
Tyrants.
So this is something that after several businesses I've gone to, I've noticed this trend, and I think it's illegal, and I think it's something we can definitely expose. A lot of bakeries and, you know, those sorts of things.
I'm aware of bakeries, yes.
Yeah, they sell old products the next day at a discounted rate.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah,
it's just economics.
What do you? I've seen this. Like,
have you never heard the term day olds before?
Oh, day olds.
Yeah, like, you know, it's a day old, like a newborn baby.
Are you sure they don't call them dayos?
No,
I
that's a really offensive term.
Is it?
I'm not going to say to who, but you can't call people dayos.
Well, I thought that's okay. Well, all right. Well, maybe we'll come back to these later. I have a few more pitches, but I don't want to. We can stop the track there.
All right, let's just cut that off then.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, how you doing?
So what did you think about this? Like,
were all just common knowledge, except for the first one, which caught me off guard, but apparently was also common knowledge. Like, yeah, Vancouver has a homelessness problem. Go on.
That's so basically the piece would be just kind of talking to people. Maybe like a dentist, just saying like, hey, have you heard of this? And they'll maybe say yes or no.
Yeah.
And something along those lines, maybe.
Talking to a dentist?
Yeah, maybe like ask the dentist what he thinks of.
Do you have a dentist? Do you have like one dentist that you go to like every week?
Yeah, and I talked to him about all these pieces. He thinks they're great.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something I've always wondered. Here's maybe an investigative piece that you could do.
Uh-huh.
Do you think there are any people in the world who go to get a teeth cleaning every morning, like twice a day?
Because
they say to brush your teeth
twice a day, but that doesn't make your teeth.
Okay, can you say that slower? I just need to write that down.
Okay. Do you think that there are any?
Okay, I got it. I got the whole thing there. I remember it now. Yeah. So maybe that. Hey, I'm gonna maybe pitch that to some places. Maybe they'll take up people who get their teeth professionally cleaned by a dentist every morning.
Yeah.
So you found that those were a lot of common knowledge.
They were.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's also like a lot of people know that the sun comes up in the north and sets in the south. Like, these are just knowledge. Like, people know these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, can you say that fact just one more time? I think I might add that to my list. What comes up?
The sun.
The sun. That's in the
comes
sky, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sky.
It's the big yellow tennis ball.
Yeah.
Comes up in the north. And so I'm getting chills.
In the north?
Yeah. And sets in the south.
I don't know. I'm going to have to fact check that one. But
what if the sun came up in the west and set in the west?
So it just like kind of did
it
like
around.
An arc?
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
How cool would that be?
That'd be, I mean, a lot of parts of the world would probably be pretty cold.
That would be pretty cold.
It would be very cold. So yeah, I'm taking these kind of pieces. I'm wanting to break in. I want to be like a Ronan Farrow, like a Michael Barbaro, like a...
This is the Daily.
You know, like these journalists, like the guys from the Watergate thing. What were their names? Siegfried and Roy?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, exactly. So yeah, I'm wanting to do something like that, like do like a Siegfried and Roy sort of thing, like just exposing and, you know, putting, you know, to power, you know, putting truth to power.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's my goal right now. That's the number one thing.
Okay.
I want to do.
Cool.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think any publications would pick those up? Like those three that I gave. I can give some more. Why don't we put the music on? Let me see what you think of these ones. And then.
Jesus, all right, give me a minute.
I just have a few more. I think
just
these ones will be... Okay, thanks. So here's the next one. Space. You know this thing, outer space?
Okay.
It's infinite. I heard this from a few academics almost, you'd say. I don't, like I said, don't want to give out names, but sources, don't want to burn my sources, and they say that space doesn't stop, so maybe just testing that, I'll have to maybe get a telescope, but I think that'll be worth it in the long run.
Space doesn't stop?
Yeah.
I'd say that, yeah, I'd pitch.
I want to make sure, I don't know if that's, that seems a little
ridiculous.
You want
to test it? How are you going to test it?
I don't know, I guess get a good telescope and just see if I can see the end, and if I can, then... I guess that would be an interesting piece for maybe Wired. They'd probably like that one.
Yeah.
An investigative journalism piece.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. So this is kind of to test out. So this is like one of those almost gonzo. But I heard this rumor that if you stand in front of a 7-Eleven for a long time, they'll call the police on you. So that just seems unconstitutional.
Just want to get arrested?
So yeah, I'm going to hang out in front of a 7-Eleven and see how long it takes for the police to get called, and then just kind of have that as a piece. And I think that'll just show that, hey, maybe the Constitution of this country, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, needs to be addressed.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And then my last one is, this is a big, like, business, political, like, corruption expose of nepotism in the United Kingdom.
Yeah. Oh, I'm into this.
Yeah, so this is some big ones. This is some of the key players of the country. So the most rich and powerful family has been like nepotistic for years, just like decades, centuries. They're called the Windsor family.
Yeah.
And they've just been giving the job right to the son, the oldest son. The heir, if you say, and then that job, do you want to know what that job is?
What is it?
The monarch. So those are some scoops I got.
I'd say
some scoops.
If that was a lot of ice, if that was ice cream, I wouldn't be able to eat it. That's too many scoops for me.
Yeah. So my sources on those ones would be
the king and queen.
Well, no, I couldn't say what they'd maybe, but I don't want to, hey, I don't want to say what they are, but hey, Jack, can you not listen for a sec?
Yeah.
It's totally the king and queen, everybody. Jack, hey, you can listen again.
Hey, man.
Yeah, thanks.
What were you saying?
Wanted to say something just for the audience. So these are my kind of hopes and hopes of being a serious, you know, like I said, investigative reporter. It's something I've really been focusing on with these pitches. These have taken me months to come up with. I put a lot of effort into these, and I've sent them out to the big three.
What are the big three?
The Daily Wire.
Yeah. Big Ben Shapiro guy,
yeah. Yeah, Daily Hive. And then, of course, Castlegar News.
Oh, Castlegar News is a big boy.
Yeah, so those three publications, I think if I get published there, in a good running for the Pulitzer.
You're Canadian.
Hmm?
You can't win the Pulitzer.
I think these pieces might be so good, I'll maybe be the one exception, you know?
You're going to win because of the just...
By sheer tenacity.
It's your force of will?
Force of will. I think I have a good shot there.
I think they'll like that. They're going to be like, hey, I like this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Pulitzer people?
Just people. Like people that, yeah.
Just people in general?
Yeah, that's been news. All right.
Well, that's just been a...
That's episode just me, of pitches.
I don't know if it was an episode of anything. I was just trying to discuss my...
That's been Tristan talking about his pitches.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't know. Is it ended now?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, why do we want to go to a QLB here?
Let's go to a QLB. Let's go to a CLB, actually.
What's that?
A cute little break.
PYT.
Brothel.
Oh, whoa.
Surprised I could do that, aren't you?
Yeah, that was weird. Brothel. Oh, man.
You don't like that.
No, I don't. It's kind of like reminds me of...
All right, we're going to play another... Beach House song, because I really like their new album, and
good
Tristan
for you.
Looks incontinent.
I look great.
Tristan looks great. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you. Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool!
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable! Big business does it again!
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. We have been talking about the effects of the media on the people of this fine world. And I'm here with my co-host, my partner in lime.
By the way, I'd prefer bro host if we're going to be talking.
Oh, if we're going to be talking
fast facts.
If we're going to talk how we talk off the air. Bro hosts is what
I say. Bro hosts. Because you're my bro.
And we're hosting this show.
Yeah. See, it stands to reason, doesn't it?
It stands to reason if you can see, you know?
Yeah.
So we've been talking about media. I have been pursuing serious journalism.
Who's that?
That's not a person. That's an adjective. That's a noun and an adjective.
Okay, cool. So yeah. You're a serious journalist.
Yeah.
Can I quiz you on journalism? We have a call-in.
We have a call-in, so why don't we talk to them? Maybe this will go better than Lisa.
Last one, who thought we were a different show.
Yeah, but that's okay. Lisa, if you're still listening, I don't think you will be after that, so why don't we...
Let's just talk to this person.
Why don't you do the thing there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
This is Ted Bundy.
Whoa, what?
Oh, what? Oh, no.
No relation.
No relation, you just have the same name.
Poor guy.
Yeah, it's a horrible coincidence.
That does sound like a horrible coincidence.
Okay.
So you guys are talking about media?
Yes, we are.
Shut up.
So I have a lot of thoughts about media.
Really?
Especially with a day like today. Well, there was a horrible event that's being broadcasted all over.
This is true.
Social media today.
This is true.
There was that horrible thing in Texas.
Terrible shooting. Horrible.
And I think media glorifies shooters of those things by displaying their name and face way too much.
I mean, that's a legitimate concern.
Yeah.
Legitimate concern.
Yeah. I think it glorifies him too much.
Why did you get the name Ted Bundy?
Well, it's more of a nickname, really.
Because that sounds a little bit like a glorification by like being a cool nickname.
Well, you know, I'm an older guy nowadays, and
yeah.
I used to have a bit of a rougher past. You know, I live in a smaller town.
Okay.
When rougher past, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Please be specific.
Well, you know, like hanging out in front of 7-Elevens, beating on people with bats.
Oh.
You'd pee on people with bats?
No, I think...
Yeah.
Oh, so well, like, yeah, sorry, explain.
Well, like, you know, like I'd take like a corked bat.
Corked?
And like it's corked. And a bag of actual bats, like the animal.
Oh.
And okay. I'd either throw one or the other at people, kind of random.
Oh, wow. So how did you catch, first of all, how did you catch bats? That seems like that's to have a bag of them.
Well, you know, at night, they really like bugs. So mm-hmm. what you do is you keep small puddles in your yard.
Okay.
Mosquitoes
okay.
to brew in, and that attracts more bats.
Oh,
and you hang out with a mosquito net, not a mosquito net, sorry, a butterfly net. You catch the bats with that.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That tracks. So, so you're beating people up. When was this? You said this was in your past. How old were you?
I was probably like somewhere between 10 and 20.
Okay, so that's a good decade at least, somewhere in there where it's...
Yeah, well, like, I wouldn't call it a good decade, you know, with the things that happened.
I would say that's, yeah, probably a bad decade.
Yeah, you know, my therapist tells me to accept it. And be yourself. And for some reason, she told me not to drop the nickname. I'm not really sure about
she
that.
Didn't,
one.
She told you not to drop the nickname.
She said it stuck.
She said, like, this works for you.
Yeah, she, like, looked at me and she's like, you know, you kind of look like a Ted Bundy.
What's your real name, Ted, if I don't mind my asking, your given name?
Well, that might put me in danger.
Oh.
Because, you know, the whole past I was talking about.
Okay.
Are there still warrants out for your arrest?
Well, there might be.
Ooh,
there uh-oh. Might be.
May or may not, somewhere in the Burnaby area. They never caught me. They called me the Burnaby Batman.
It's a cool name.
That is a good name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit better than Ted Bundy, don't you think? But Ted Bundy apparently sticks.
So you just look like a Ted Bundy. Not necessarily like the killer.
You just
killer,
look like somebody who'd be named Ted
but
Bundy.
But you don't look like Ted Bundy.
And not a Theodore like, Bundy.
They said I looked like the kind of messed up guy that would tie people up. And I said, no, I just throw bats or a bat.
Oh, yeah, so you've never anything like that, though.
No, nothing too wild, just, like, you know, random assault. Battery.
Yeah, which I guess is still really bad.
It's not really good.
It's not good. Did you get money? Like, did you rob people? Like, what was the...
Well, they you know, some people would throw their wallets, and I wouldn't throw the bat at them. I wouldn't call that robbery. It's more of, like, a protection racket.
But was...
I'd call that more intimidation.
Yeah, that's like a... What's the word I'm looking for?
Extortion.
Extortion. I think that is.
I don't think they've legalized it yet.
Which they're pushing for it.
Extortion.
They're pushing for it. Yeah. Are you leading that charge?
Yeah. You know, it's a big Green Party movement.
Wow. I didn't know they've made that a change to their policy.
It's like the third one down if you look at their policy list on their website.
Really? So it's like tankers. Solar
it's
panels.
Like you want to extort people
and
you know,
legal extortion
money on the streets at the gas station, maybe.
Wow, but when people threw their wallets at you, it wouldn't be like you weren't. That wasn't the express purpose. It would just happen, and you'd be kind of like, "I accept this," or what was the?
Well, it's like you know when you're busking or when someone's busking rather, mm-hmm. and people you leave the case open and people throw money into it, and you say thank you. You don't force them to. It's like a, you know, they're appreciating your talent.
Oh,
right. So would you say that you were busking, but the instrument you were playing was the gut fiddle, violin. As in the baseball bat, because you'd fiddle them in the gut?
Oh, that's a good one, for sure.
Thanks.
That's a good way of looking at it.
So is this like...
You ever been gut fiddled?
Well, is that
personally.
A threat, Ted, or...?
No, I'm just asking. You guys seem like interesting people.
I've never been gut fiddled, but...
You ever been gut diddled?
No, no gut anything.
No, I keep things away from my guts. Even food, I'm a bit, like I'm 100 pounds and I'm 8'4".
Yeah, Jack's very slender.
I'm a slender man. Oh,
that is. Are you all bone?
I've said too much.
He is mostly bone. It's like bone. It's like cellophane wrapping over a skeleton. That's what Jack looks like.
Yep, that's me.
I imagine that's accurate. But the glasses probably like almost weigh him down, eh?
Oh, yeah. He can hardly keep his head up.
Yep.
Well, you know, if you got to be careful when you're wearing glasses. People like throwing bats at people with glasses.
Oh, so did you take some caution in that when you did the bat thing with someone who was wearing glasses?
Oh, I would never wear glasses. I would always let them see me dead in the eyes while I threw either a bag of bats or a baseball bat.
But what if the victim of this assault, this battery, had glasses?
Battery, good pun, Tristan. Thank you.
Well, I already made that joke earlier.
Sorry.
But
shut up, man.
No, but good. No, give him the points. He's the host. He's a host. You guys are bro hosts.
Bro hosts.
I heard that part.
Okay, excellent.
You guys gotta just, yeah.
But the glasses, did that?
But the glasses, yeah. No, I would, like, if they were wearing glasses, they would shatter a bit and they would scream funny. So,
like, you wouldn't stop, though.
No, it's there's, like, the tenet of, like, you wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, but I would.
You didn't care?
No.
Okay.
He's walking up to the gas station acting all funny,
well,
trying to pay for gas.
That is, I mean,
bam,
I'm no expert, but I feel like at the gas station, the only normal thing to do is to buy gas.
I'd agree with you there.
Who pays for gas, really?
Do not pay for gas.
What Alberta's doing, who's paying for gas?
I mean, hey, I don't know if you guys have read the news, but if you're paying for gas, you might be like Jim Patterson or something. That's got to be a rich man's game now.
Jim Patterson, eh?
Is that his
name? Jimmy Pets. That's
the millionaire, right?
It's a billionaire.
Billionaire,
so.
Yeah.
Third richest guy in Canada.
A little Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Warren Buffett. You see him? He comes up here because he's like, it's expensive. It must be luxury. I'm like, hey, Warren, maybe take a moment.
I tell you what, he's my roommate.
Oh,
he's like, these rents are too damn high. But that was him,
Warren,
right?
Buffett actually didn't find a place in Victoria, so
yeah,
hey.
Yeah,
no vacancy.
No,
no vacancy in the whole city. Get away from me.
So. This was in your younger days. How old are you now, can I say Mr. Bundy, Mr. Ted Bundy, Mr. Ted? Like, where do you, Nick? Yeah,
you can
two
call
questions.
Me Ted Bundy.
Okay, Ted Bundy.
Just whatever you like. Call
but
me
not,
like.
No relation to the famous criminal, infamous criminal, I'll say.
No, I don't think so. Like I said, it was a nickname.
Okay, so you don't think so, though?
No, I mean, as far as I know, I didn't do any of those, like, Ancestry. You ever did one of those DNA test things where those websites steal all your info?
Yeah, it's
only
like,
legally mandated ones.
Yeah, imagine if it was 23andMe and they said you were 15% Ted Bundy. That'd be something.
Yeah, he's actually your uncle.
He's your uncle. We have that information.
You know how you have, fun uncles?
No, he's not.
I wouldn't say that Ted Bundy would be a fun uncle, no.
So how old were you now? Sorry, I got distracted.
I'm 32. I'm just getting started with life, trying to get my act together, you know.
That's
maybe get a wife and kids if I can.
I mean, hey, you living the American dream, hopefully, eh?
Like I said,
brother?
I'm Canadian, man.
Yeah, but we're all trying to do the American dream.
That's true.
I'm trying to do the Canadian dream.
Media.
What's
media
the
media promotes the American dream.
Yeah.
Bringing it back around to the theme of the day.
The theme of the day. Yeah. So as a ex-batterer, and now, what do you do now, Ted, actually?
Oh, I work at a small, it's like a heavy-duty rental shop. It's called Trowlex. I just sort of deliver stuff.
Oh, so kind of like if someone wants to rent a forklift or something like that?
Yeah. I don't get too into the details. They just tell me to move.
If you're in something, you're like, I don't know what I'm driving. I'm just getting it to a place.
Yeah, like I don't have my air brake license. I don't care. I'll drive a semi truck.
Oh, so at least you know
what are air brakes?
Air brakes work.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
thanks,
yeah,
man.
That's well. What if you don't know how to use them?
Well, they're just brakes. You brake and there's air, maybe.
Yeah. See, like the way I understand brakes is that it's metal on metal. So I don't know how air on metal is going to do much.
I don't understand brakes. Like I said, I just move the trucks. I don't work on them.
No, but you like no.
Throw bats at them sometimes. See what
happens. Oh,
you throw bats at your own trucks?
Well, they're pretty sturdy, and I'm not very strong. I just throw it, and it kind of bounces off. Maybe dents the side a little bit. Maybe hurts somebody.
Oh, so you're kind of still kind of like almost relapsing into this past.
It's like
issue.
A boomerang thing. I only do it if it bounces off of the truck and into somebody. It's not my fault anymore. It's the truck's fault.
It's the truck's fault.
Truck threw it.
The truck's for you.
Can't find any more bats, though.
No. Well, I mean, I imagine people probably hide them from you, given your track record.
Yeah, people stop letting their bats out at night.
Oh, they have to lock them up. It's like a bike.
Yeah, keep them in the cage, you know, like with your small dogs.
They put them in a dog cage with the dog?
Yeah, see what happens. I don't know. Maybe they make a bat dog.
That'd be wild.
Yeah.
I mean, Babe Ruth.
It happened. I saw a horse once.
Really?
I see three of them right now.
That's, what are they doing?
Standing.
That makes sense. Are you there with anybody else, Ted? Is it just you?
It's me, my cat, and three horses.
Oh, are they all inside your house?
No, the one horse is, but he lives with me. Because, you know, Vancouver.
Hey, good old Vancouver.
Hey, if you want to have a house, you got to get a single bedroom, you know, pay a couple grand, and then you get your horse.
Well, I got a settlement. So I was able to actually buy a house a couple of years ago.
You got a court settlement?
But yeah.
What happened?
Someone threw a bat at me.
Oh, in retaliation or?
No, I was just walking down the street minding my own business with a bag of bats in my hand, and someone threw a bat at me.
Bat being the baseball variety or the animal?
Bat.
Oh, okay.
And it hurt. They almost broke my nose.
They almost broke your nose?
Almost. It was bleeding. Oh, a little bit.
It's bleeding a little bit?
Yeah. Okay. So I sued him for damages and emotional damage, which you can do now. It's Canada.
Yeah.
And well, okay. I got a $2.5 million settlement. I bought a nice little chunk of land here, and I won't say because it may need to injure me. And I rented it out to a horse. And a horse lives with me now.
That's cool. Isn't it a bit hypocritical to the first time someone hits you with a bat, you go right to the court system? Or?
Well, you know, now that you say that, that's kind of true. Huh.
Yeah, so I just want you to, I don't know, maybe just think of that. I don't know.
I never thought about it that way.
I'm not a legal scholar.
No?
No, but...
Is he a lawyer? Is Jack a lawyer?
Jack, yeah. Oh, I tell you what, it cost me a few legal dollars to be this legal scholar.
Well, wow.
Yeah, thanks,
tell you
man.
What. Tweet me. We'll figure it out.
Well, what's
I'm
your Twitter?
Ted Bundy, real Twitter. Wait. Or at Ted Bundy official. Sorry, not real. That's my Instagram.
Ted Bundy.
Real?
Official.
Official. Well, do you get a lot of people confusing you with the infamous, as we said, criminal?
Yeah, but that, I kind of lead them on.
Oh, I don't know if that's
funnier that way.
I mean, what are people? Are they angry? Are they happy? Are they just curious? What's that crowd like?
It's you'd be really surprised.
Would
it's I? A bit of like, there's some like obviously there's the angry comments because they're like, hey, you did what Ted Bundy did, and I'm like, yeah, you're right. but I didn't.
No, but Ted you're Bundy did, tricking right? them, right?
Yeah, but the profile picture is of me.
You're able to still trick people, like you still
yeah, like
with your face is similar enough that people are able to consider that.
Well, like okay, you know when you're walking around and you're like you see somebody, and they're like, oh, my name's Max, and you're like that's okay, that guy looks like a Max.
Yeah,
that's what people say about me. People are like, you look like a Ted Bundy.
Okay,
and I'm like,
but people still confuse you having seen your face. They still think you are the infamous, as we said, the infamous killer.
Yeah, it's probably I have a bit of a anger problem.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Well, that isn't good.
No, but I go to a therapist every week.
Okay, that's good. That is good.
I make it work. You know, we talk through it. And she tells me like how to be a person again, reassimilate with society.
That's good.
Not throw animals at people, not catch animals in bags. That's apparently illegal, too.
Yeah, that's. I imagine bats might be endangered. I mean, maybe certain species.
Dude, I went to school for 6 years, and they didn't tell me that capturing and possibly endangering animals is illegal.
What did you go to school for?
Well, it's not prison. You don't go to school. You go to school for school. It's like
no, but what did you study?
What everyone studies.
I think he's saying you went to high school.
I went grade 1 through 6. That's what everyone does.
Oh,
those are important grades.
I was done.
And then you were done. You didn't do kindergarten?
I skipped it.
Oh,
smarter than that, man. Come on.
Smarter. Yeah, that's okay. That's fair.
Well,
I know a good friend of me that skipped a grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Did he skip kindergarten?
I think he did. And then he was, I always forget that he's younger than me, but I don't know. I'll talk to him later. I'm gonna see what he's up to.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Coincidences, you know, serendipity.
Serendipity. So, Ted, it's been wonderful talking to you, but I think we're going to have to let you go.
That's fair.
Is there
I'm
any
probably ruining your airtime?
No. This is great.
You're ruining my life. Yes. Without the airtime, this is great radio.
Our last caller just wanted to talk about Bhangra or something. I don't know.
It's
like a type of dance.
Okay.
Well, she can dance if she wants to.
I mean, yes.
I'm not much of a dancer.
Do you have any final parting words before we let you go there, Ted? Ted Bundy, not the killer.
Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Apparently, don't throw bats at people.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Ted.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Have a great night, boys.
Have a good one.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Nice.
What a pleasant fellow.
I wouldn't say that, but, you know, he existed.
I mean, still, I mean, he was, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now that we've had that, why don't we bamboozle our way into our last segment there?
Let's just zip zop and zoop it in. Is this our quiz on journalism that you're going to do?
Oh, right. Well, let me do that. Sorry. Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't have time for the other thing. Okay,
you're right,
man. We'll
you're
do that
right.
next week. We'll do it next week.
Okay, that's fine. That's where the live show is. We're figuring it out as we go.
All right, bye.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
And this is...
This is Quiz on Journalism. I couldn't think of anything better. All right, who invented the newspaper?
All right, just 1 second.
Dude. Okay, go on.
I just wanted to preempt this in case you're just tuning in. I'm a serious journalist now. I know everything.
You're
I know a lot
about.
I'm a
paid member of the media.
I'm a paid member of the media. I know a lot about these journalism things. So Jack is just, we're just proving something we already all know. So the guy who invented the newspaper, or the person.
Yeah.
Because it was a woman.
I did say who.
Yeah.
You're the one who.
Yeah. It was a woman. I believe it was Tracy Chapman who did the newspaper.
No, she did invent fast cars, though. You get another guess.
Ooh, I get... okay. How many guesses do I get?
You can have one more.
Oh, okay. This better be a good one. So it wasn't Tracy Chapman. No. Dang. Should have went with my gut and said Gary Newman.
No, it was Johann Carolus in Strasbourg.
Strasbourg in Germany?
Yes.
Or France?
Germany.
Oh.
I mean, just based on his name, Johann.
That's true.
All right.
But I feel like Strasbourg
next question.
Is one of those places.
Who is Ronan Farrow's dad?
Pharaoh. Well, the only pharaohs I know about are in Egypt, so I'm going to say King Tut related somehow.
No. It's Frank Sinatra. I mean, look at the guy.
A pharaoh.
Yeah, he was the pharaoh of having cool blue eyes. Do you think... Okay, here's my question.
Okay.
So when people got famous for their blue eyes, like Paul Newman and like Frank Sinatra, that was back... when black and white cameras were the thing.
They're not that old.
Frank Sinatra, he was mostly
Sinatra.
Famous.
But he was like a famous, like, they'd have images of him on record covers. And then he was also, I think that's the time when...
It was airbrushed and like... Airbrushed. Colorized by hand.
Yeah, but then also singers like that were famous because of in-person, like, concerts.
That's true.
Like, mass recording. I don't know if it was as big of as... I could be wrong, though.
I think you are.
Yeah. But you imagine... I don't know. Who knows? Yeah.
Who knows, man? Apparently you don't. It was Frank Sinatra, anyway. God, man. Guess
Ronan
the title...
Farrow's dad is Frank Sinatra?
That's the theory.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway. Guess the title
of... Mamma Mia Farrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm just hoping it isn't Woody Allen. Guess the title of Jordan Peterson's New York Times profile. Jordan Peterson, super cool guy, or Jordan Peterson, custodian of the patriarchy?
New York Times does have some interesting articles sometimes. Their opinion section can be a little old guard-y in a bad way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to plead the fifth and say it's neither. And
whoa.
I'm going to think it says Jordan Peterson. What's the deal with these guys on the internet who like him, and should I like him too? Yes, you should. I think that's what they would say.
Nice.
Jack?
Sorry, somebody's calling me, so I'm texting him that I'm on the air right now.
Wow, that's professional.
You lose. It's custodian of the patriarchy. And no, I'm not professional. You know we don't get paid for this.
That's true.
Stick to definitions next time, maybe.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
No.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was like a little buzz. Never mind.
You're a buzz. Kill.
Any other quiz facts?
Nope. Oh, only had three.
Sweet.
Should we wrap up the show now?
How do we wrap up this journalism thing, which I think
I got everything right. Yeah.
Strasbourg on the newspaper. Interesting.
Yeah. Here, this is our news segment theme song. It's called
the journalism thing.
No, this is for wrapping things up.
Okay. This better be the BBC thing.
No,
you can't turn that off.
It's because we're wrapping it up.
I don't like it. Don't do that anymore.
Anyway, we're going to wrap it up. We name our show the same way we always do.
The same way we always do.
This is an episode of The Same Way We Always Do.
Do.
So, start us off with a word, Tristan.
Slippy.
Dippy.
And oh so lippy.
Slippy, dippy, and oh so lippy. This is our show.
You're, of course, listening to, you just listened to Radio Pizza Party. If you like the show, you can always download us on iTunes and hear the whole thing if you didn't catch it all.
You can download our entire person.
You can hear everything we've done. That's on CITR, -, Radio Pizza Party on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. Leave us a review if you feel like that's necessary. I'm pretty sure that helps.
I hope it does. Please leave a review.
We're
somewhere.
Here every Friday, 6 to 7:30.
Just pop in. Say hi.
Just pop in. Say hi. Up next is, of course, David Love Jones with African Rhythms. He'll regale you with some
African Rhythms.
African Rhythms. Some cool, probably something or rather. I don't want to
Let's not spoil. Let's let him do it. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Most of them, again, with a great appreciation for the press, for the media.
But like, what one specifically?
All of them.
Want to know more than Sarah Palin? Join CITR's Current Affairs Coordinator Alex DeBoer every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. in room 2514 in the AMS Nest to learn best practices for covering local current affairs topics for radio. The weekly training sessions will cover writing for radio, determining newsworthiness, media ethics, interviewing, writing balanced stories, and more.
And if the Deccans should not see our view,